Scowling and growling ferociously, the hare swaggered into view. This time, he was wearing a tricorn hat with a big fluffy feather which he kept blowing upward to stop it flopping into his right eye. His left eye was hidden beneath a mussel-shell patch. A brass ring, large as a battle stave, dangled from his good ear. He wore a tattered pink silk frock coat, tied with a broad yellow sash, into which was thrust two cutlasses, a knife, fork and spoon. His outfit was completed by an enormous pair of folded-down sea boots which beggared description. The hare winked dramatically at them with his uncovered eye.
Step me, statles! Vittles and prime ones, too! Come and fill your beak, matey!
Pandion, who had been trundling along in his wake, settled down by the fire. The hare launched into the food as if he had not eaten in days, tossing choice morsels to the osprey. Salad and crumbs sprayed the company as he addressed them.
Vittles! Where'd we be without them, eh, I ask ye? So then, young dilly me otter, are you the one I'll be battling alongside when we get to this Green Isle place? Speak up, me little periwinkle.
Tyria tried hard to keep a straight face as she replied.
Aye, Captain, providing we make it to Green Isle.
The hare sprang up. Grabbing for but missing his cutlass, he brandished a spoon instead while roaring out.
Make it! Ha, ha, ha! Of course we'll make it, Tilly, me darling. On my name ain't Captain Cuthbert Frank W. Bloodpaw, Terror of the High Seas. We'll set sail at first light tomorrow. Here's me paw and here's me heart on it. A sea otter pirate can't say fairer than that now, can he?
Tilly realised that Cuthbert was now in the role of a sea otter pirate captain. Life was certainly going to be complicated. Sailing with a hare, whom she had met as a shrew, but was now transformed into an otter. How many other identities did he possess, she wondered. The one cheering fact was that she was now guaranteed a passage to her destination. That night, Tyria went to sleep with the Hrulane's words echoing through her mind.
Trust in the Fool of the Sea. This ends Disc 5.